Power is gonna restore 15 to 20 million jobs.
I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome everyone to another edition of American Workers Radio, broadcasting here on 860 AM. And as you know, we serve the tri-state area, southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. And of course, we are heard all over the USA simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link every Wednesday between 11 and 12. And then you can hear our rebroadcasts anytime simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. Well, all of us are planning to do something special for Thanksgiving. And I have to tell you, I wish all of you the very best. And of course, as you know, with Thanksgiving, we're going to have some very special things happening. And that is wishing family and friends the very best and enjoying company with them. And this is an excellent time to let family members and friends know that you're a supporter of the Buy American Made campaign, support American workers. And as you do that, there's a lot of information that we'll be sharing today with you. And of course, remember this coming Friday is Small Business Day, Black Friday, and go out and support all of your small businesses. And as you know, we came up with the idea of National Small Business Month, and that is going to be the entire month of December. Now, for those of you living in Philadelphia, if you pick up the Star newspapers, the Northeast Times, you pick up the Metro paper, you will already see a pre-announcement, a beautiful half-page ad announcement. And some of the newspapers are really going to push that during the month of December. And I want to thank them for putting in my commentaries and let the people know how important it is for all of us to support the Buy American Made campaign and support our local small businesses. And as you've been hearing, a lot of people are now looking for American Made. They are speaking up more than ever. And I have to say that people are also holding back on some of their spending, also giving up donations, simply because they can't afford it, number one. But secondly, because they want to support American-made items and they'd rather give something or shop around to do something special to give those items. There'll be a tremendous amount of sales going on this coming Friday, Black Friday. And then next Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 25th, is Small Business Saturday. That's very nice, and I ask all of you to support all of these special events and also support December as National Small Business Month. We did a lot of great things during November, helping to bring attention to the fact that we need more people focused on supporting Made in America products. And I go around and I do talk to people, and I like the fact that people are speaking up about all the things we're trying to do. I want to say, first of all, a great big thank you, a happy Thanksgiving to Mark Andel, who is the founder of the Made in America store. I also want to thank Larkin Conley, who is a national small business advocate, Bruce Bassett Powell, he's a SCORE associate, and our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, and myself, all of us in the Blihash family want to wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving. May God bless you and yours, and have a very good weekend, because this is what it's really all about. Okay, I just want to tell you today is going to be a day we're going to have a lot of conversation. I'm going to ask Mark especially to let us know what he's thinking about many of the issues that we discussed. You know, last week during the broadcast, we talked about the situation where people are given money and they don't appreciate what they're given. especially those that are receiving government money. However, if you work hard for something, you really appreciate it more. And those comments really, really made it a good bang on the people and said, wow, that's a very good fact, because that's really what I've been doing. I worked hard. I did my best. I saved my money. And now inflation is destroying me, and it will destroy my future and my ability to help my family and do certain things in my community. And also, many of the people told me as well that they are, like their fellow Americans, living more paycheck to paycheck than they ever imagined. 3 years ago, it was not that way. And I'm not saying it was only, you know, wonderful 3 years ago. Many years ago, it was much better. Inflation took place all the time, but it was never to this degree. And oh, everybody's saying how wonderful it is. Gas went down 30 cents and all, but they're not talking about how much gas went up in the last few years. Inflation is now more of a problem, and it's causing mainly the loss of, because of the loss of energy, and it's causing a lot of people to lose faith in America. And it all happened because President Biden wanted to sign that executive order, and I thought that it was, you know, questionable the minute it was signed. It caused a lot of energy, from gas to home heating, delivery services, all to rise without fully understanding the impact that would have on all of us, you and I, people trying to do our very best to, you know, take care of ourselves, do, be great people, great taxpayers, make sure our communities are safe and sound. These are the kinds of things I'm asking you to promote during your Thanksgiving get together. Let people know how important it is to be united behind our efforts. Another thing people keep telling me, especially that people had electric cars, tell me, Michael, electric cars are not going to grow in popularity as quick as people think. The anxiety, this guy told me, he said, the anxiety of getting my battery charged every time I went to the Carolinas was awful, because there's not a lot of places. And then in some areas, you don't have them at all. So, you know, that was just insane. They were saying, oh, you need a mobile carry on, this and that, and then you can put it into your, you're in a hotel or something. He said, it's just not possible to do all that. It was especially hurting him, he said, during the winter months. And when he went on long trips, and he said, Biden and all the people pushing this, Mr. Curry and all the others, have no idea the anxiety people with electric cars go through, especially if they have an emergency and they have to travel for 500 miles, you know, from here to where, go to Florida or whatever. You can't be having all that time wasted recharging your battery. And then some crazy people say, oh, well, maybe you should have a carry an extra battery in your car and have it changed. And all. Oh, it's just ridiculous. Also, inflation is now hurting store sales, and it's not going to get better until national leaders, the people elected to represent all of us, you and I, make sure you tell the people you'll be gathering with on Thanksgiving that it's not going to get better until national leaders get off their butts and do something to properly represent us, we the taxpayers, in Washington, D.C. Now, Mark, I have to tell you this. Listeners ask me to ask some of you a few questions. And I'm going to start off today asking this one to Mark. And I'm going to give my suggestions too. But Mark, can you tell me, when did you feel was a better time, a great time in America in the last 30 years? You've been in business for how many years?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? And I think Bruce is on, Larkin, hopefully, Henry. Happy Thanksgiving to you all and our listeners first, Mike. Great time of year to be with your family and friends. You know, best time in business, I've been in business 38 years, started in 1985. You know, we were rocking and rolling before, I'm just trying to think. 07 is when the recession hit. Before that, we had a good, we had a pretty good run, Mike. You know, coming into early 2000s, my father growing up, you know, in the 80s was good. He was a local six iron worker and worked at Ford, and you know, the 80s manufacturing, I think, was peaking. We were still doing well. But, you know, in these times, I want to bring up, Mike, you know, you've talked a lot about it. Why not make it an all-American Christmas? And I say that because this Friday, you know, it's Black Friday, but it's Friday to the day before Christmas, which is the premium shopping times for everyone in retail business for the holidays. It's a 31-day run, Mike, if you count the days from Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, right till the day before Christmas. And that's real important. Now, barring any snowstorms, last year we had 6 foot of snowfall the first week. So that hurt the retail business, right? I'm in the snow, you know, removal equipment sales, so, you know, you got always feast or famine. But we've got a big time of year, and I'm big on making, you know, people got to really realize how important they are, vote with their dollar, but what they buy, what they purchase, and look at it. If you don't like the China way, don't support it by buying their product. And I don't know, we got to continue to educate, Mike. You know, I got a lot of friends and family that, you know, they don't quite just get how important it is what you buy. And if you have the choice and the quality is better with Made in America, why not do that? But you've got to make it a choice. You got to make Made in America important. And I, you know, Made in America matters, but you have to do your part. So these 31 days, make it an all-American Christmas. Have fun with it. Try to buy things made in America. Buy things made local. You're helping everybody, and then the person gets a great top-quality gift, Mike.
You said it just right. Try to help your local businesses. Try to buy from local providers. Mark, I've never heard from the amount of people like I've been hearing from now. People want change to happen. They really want change very, very desperately because they see that unless change happens, we're just in for many, many years of a downward spiral. It's been going on for a long, long time. But in the last couple of years, especially now with inflation, I talk to many people, and Mark, as you know, I'm involved in some organizations. People are telling me that people are cutting back on their donations. They're cutting back on participation at events because they can't afford it. Their inflation is going up. Many of them say that a bill that I had 5 years ago has doubled. And there's no way for me to justify why it doubled. None. So over the last 30 years, Mark, was there a period that you can say we should go back to? Some people who are in their late 50s and 60s said when they were young people, during Reagan's time, everybody was cheered up. They were all, you know, trying to, you know, be proud of America and this and that. And he did so many things to get people together. Was there anybody after Reagan that you can point to and say, wow, this was great?
You know, to be honest, I mean, my best years at General Welding was 05, 06, 07, and then the bottom fell out in 08. So them 3 years were the best years, 05, 06, 07. But honestly, with Donald Trump, and people hate to say it, it's a fact, our businesses were rocking. Now, remember, I'm into oil mining, military work. We're having a package ship every 3 weeks. I would have been out of debt. We were really, really moving in the right direction. And I think it's okay to say, again, you got to face the facts. The economy was booming, Mike, and I miss it. And it was shut off that quick. My military work was put on pause. And I just say administration, you know, changes affect us. And it's never affected our company more. And I'm not an R&D thing. I don't want to be into that. But our economy just shut down. Then you shut off fossil fuel. It killed my oil mining work. You know, so my military work's been put on pause for 3 years. Oil mining work, and then you had the Ukraine war where sanctions were put on every country that my customer deals with for my work. You can't make up the dynamics of the last 3-4 years, Mike. And it's just a fact. Now, we got buses coming, but they're spending half. So disposable income is down. And I want to say this, you know, I got a friend that works at the Federal Post Office, a friend that works at the Thruway Authority. They're not in my life, and my life's my choice. But if you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, you are in a different game. We are survivalists. We have to produce our own money. to pay the payroll and whatnot. And it is the toughest times of my 38 years by far. It's frustrating to see the things the fake news they do put on the TV screen.
You know,
it's just not
you're
true.
Right, you're right, Mark. I don't even know why they're focusing on this stuff. If I was in the news media at that level, I would be after the people who are making these insane things happen in America, but they don't want to do it. And a lot of the news media people that I know, being in media in some many respects, they do not want to anger their customers, many of whom now are making things foreign. They don't want to anger them. So, you know, even when I participate at various events, they say, don't bring up the foreign country issue. Just promote Made in America. November is Made in America Month. December is National Small Business Month. But don't hit the products themselves, because right now we're still overwhelmed. We're like in the waterfalls. We're a drip from the waterfalls coming down. If we were there up in New York in Niagara Falls, that's what's coming in from foreign countries, a Niagara Falls of products. And we are just like the mist of this. The fact that so many, you know, when the leader of China was here last week, he also came here because China is having a lot of problems as well. They are some of the businesses that were located there. They had 10-year contracts or whatever. Some of those contracts are now over. Some of the industries in China are losing money, not like it was the golden years 5 years ago. They're losing money. They're starting to get edgy. Some of them want to just keep what they have in America and grow it here. It's a different mentality. And I thank the people who have been promoting all of our efforts, the newspapers, everybody has been helping. If you don't see something, you don't know that it's happening. But if you see more publicity about this or that, then you know what it is. And you know that you think to yourself, let's help our family and friends who are working in businesses and industries. I don't want to see any person in the United States of America just be saying, I'm a stocker at a store, I'm a clerk at a store. And then I ask them, and what does the store mainly have? Real nice, I ask. And they say, I would say 85% is foreign, shipped in foreign. And I say, do they have other outlets? They said they probably do, but they're not going to give the quick supply like you get from foreign because they're so much bigger than the American companies. And that's just the way it is until, you know, there's more and more change coming in. People tell me, I love to tell you about the greeting cards because people tell people in the stores, I'm not buying the cards because I'm holding out. I'm going to go to another store and see what I can find that is made in America. Even the dollar stores and all that stuff. You walk in, they have more Made in America, little labels being exposed like I've never seen before. That's very interesting. So, Mark, you would say in the last 30 years, who was a president that impressed you with regards to the economy?
Yeah, well, I always hear Reagan's name the most, Mike.
Yeah.
President Reagan.
You see, there was.
I do. I just
people tell me, oh, Clinton did
the most.
Clinton did so much with the computerization and this and that. However, that's very true. However, what they did is that was the time they also started locating all that stuff in foreign countries. The stuff that was made here in Philadelphia by a man who made many programs, who was part of Drexel University, all that went to China to be made and other countries. So we kicked ourselves in the butt waiting for, you know, somebody, some leader to speak up. And all the leaders in Washington really have done us no good whatsoever. Because you know why I'm going to say that, and you tell that to everybody who's going to be at your Thanksgiving event or Christmas coming events or whatever. If they were leaders, the minute the energy independence issue came about, they should have spoken up and said, where is the proof that this must be done in such a fast fashion that we have to start buying all this fuel from overseas instead of having it here in Alaska in our Keystone Pipeline and all. It made no sense to me. I mentioned it on different places where I speak on the radio, and everybody said it's true. But when you call the political people, they say, well, we're depending on the committee, the team, and all this crap. The team is looking into it, you know. And I say, well, it's already several years. When will the team make a decision? Can I ask that question of Bruce Bassett Powell? Bruce, you've been in America how many years?
I've lived here 50 years this year.
Okay, Bruce, which president impressed you the most?
Ronald Reagan.
Now, see, this is what everybody tells me. Whether they were 12 years old or 15 years old, they tell me Reagan impressed me. Everybody was happy. And even what he did when he went into Europe, take that wall down and all. Everybody knows what the words of Reagan were. Keep people together from his messages on his weekly and monthly reports to the people. We don't have any of that going on anymore.
No.
We have nothing. It's like we're living in some kind of a, you know, world with no media. We have lots of media, but nothing to unite us as a people, to bring us together. Say, what are we going to do? That's why when you're sitting with your family and friends during Thanksgiving and during the Christmas holidays and throughout the new year, make sure you speak up. Let people know that you are a supporter. Bruce, in your 50 years in America, what would you say was the better years that you remember?
From about 1985 to 2000. Basically, with the best business years of my life here.
And after that, what happened to change? What did you see change that you said, ooh, things are not like they were?
Well, I semi-retired after 2000 and just went into consulting. You know, things have never been as good as they were in the 80s and 90s.
Well, you know, Bruce, in the 80s and the 90s, we didn't have all this computerization, all this social media. People in America invented a lot of things and then, you know, had them made in America. After that period of time, the people in foreign countries began to look at what the American people like to buy, what they like to use, what they need, and they started inventing more and better products, leaving our people in the dark. Because even if it was invented in America, it had to be sent overseas to be produced. So the people in overseas says, hey, we have such wonderful people here, let them invent, let them do something special, and then we'll just ship it already made to America. This has got to change. This, I blame presidents for the last 30 years for not speaking up. Yes, we had some good times under this president or that, but it was not the kind of leadership that this country needed. The first year that businesses started to move out of the United States of America, there should have been such a main concern in Washington, D.C. What is happening? What's happening to our future? What's happening to our jobs? What's happening to our manufacturing base? Right now, we have in the United States of America, we have about a third of the manufacturing that we had 30 years ago. One third. In fact, I was laughing with somebody over the weekend, and they said to me, well, give me an example of what you're talking about. I said, well, let me tell you this. At one time and for 1,000 years, people only painted with a paintbrush. Then came the person who invented the paint roller. And then everybody said, hey, this is the way to do it. Then after that came the person who invented the spray painter. And you didn't have to paint with a paintbrush or a roller. You were able to go and do the bridges and all with, you know, with a big spray gun. And then next came the spray cans. Oh, I want to touch something up. I want to change the color on something. You go to the store and it's a spray can of whatever. We're not doing that in America anymore. All those things were invented in America. All those things were made in America. Go to your hardware stores now and look where it's being produced. What do you find, Mark, with that I just mentioned?
Yeah. No, I love it. You have to keep looking. If you're buying something, do a little bit of homework. And sometimes, you know, the foreign product is, you know, decent quality and price, but you've got to care enough. You know, I remember Rich Logis on the show, Mike, and he never felt that patriotic, but you have to care. You have to put your neighbor to work. The fact is people need a purpose. People need, and want to provide for their families and have a job here. When my shirt says, because China's a long drive to work, it's absolutely true. We have to start, you know, doing what we say or Made in America matters. You got to go out and you got to make a conscious purchase and really think about, you know, where that dollar goes. Mike, and I know it's difficult, but you do have choice, and it's pretty easy to look at the bottom. Thank God for country of origin laws, Mike, isn't it?
Isn't it the truth? And by the way, you mentioned Rich Logis.
Rich,
Thanksgiving message from Logis to all of you. He is now at a new job, which takes up all of his time. He's quite a character, as you know. Unbelievable speaker. I'm sure he's doing a job that this company never expected to have done. But our best wishes to Rich, because he really was a character and a very important person to us. You know,
great.
I want to give an idea. I'd like to see, quite frankly, legislation introduced to end inflation in America by December the 1st, maybe sooner. Why can't it happen? We're in an energy crisis right here in America. Yes, they're so happy that gas went down and everybody's going to be traveling. It went down 30 cents a gallon. Yes, but it went up by $1.50 a gallon. So 30 cents off $1.50 is still charging you $1 plus per gallon. Let's get it back to where it was. We want America to be competitive. We have to get legislation that stops inflation here in the United States of America, get all of our energy sources back again, American independence right here and now. We should also open that Keystone Pipeline immediately. We should be getting all of our stuff again from Alaska. All that effort, all that work over 25 years stopped at the stroke of a pen by a president has no idea what the real good came about from that. Nothing came about it that I can see. In fact, in New Jersey, they're canceling the building of more of those windmills and all along the beaches. We're seeing whales and all dying and you name it. They're all coming in to fish because of whatever is happening there along the coast. Governor Murphy is furious because the company's just pulled out of doing it because they need to know what's happening. Which, if it's affecting our fish products, they're saying it's going to pollute so much that it's not good to have it. So we'll see what happens. But that's what happened. Did you hear about that, Mark?
Yeah, no, not too much, Mike.
Yeah, they cut down. They canceled the contracts. They told the governor, sorry, we're just not going to do it. And also, no one wants the United States government to ever have all these threats of shutting down and this and that. Nobody wants that. But it's also good for the people in Washington. They're the main people we elected. Mark, you went to the polls. Bruce, myself, Henry, we all went to the polls to elect people to do a job for us, not worry about everything else, but to do a job for we, the taxpayers, the children of today, so that they'll have a better tomorrow. This is Thanksgiving time. We should be complimenting these people, not bringing attention to the fact that they haven't done a lot of work for us. One of the biggest things that they're not looking out for our needs and concerns and nothing for the American people. Everything, it's this caucus says this, this one is angry. This, tell us, what are you doing to help the American people? What are we doing to cut the taxes, to make businesses come here? Bruce, do any of the people that you counsel from SCORE tell you how wonderful it's going to be to pay more taxes?
Obviously not, no. You know, I think that some of the balance with foreign imports is for U.S. to export things.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bruce, I mentioned that a few weeks ago. In fact, some of the longshoremen in Philadelphia told me that they used to, there was not a ship that came in from any foreign country filled with items and the cargo containers and all, that our ship, the ship didn't return to that country with a cargo full of American-made stuff too. That's not the case these days. And yet?
I don't know who you were talking to, because Long Beach is the biggest export port in America.
Here's the big thing. How many, this is a question, Bruce, you should maybe know this. What percentage of the ships now on the seas bringing and taking products to different countries are owned by Americans?
Not a lot of them. There's Scandinavia.
Right. Now, how did that happen, Bruce? Those companies that were located here in the city of Philadelphia along the riverfront, what happened to them? They sold out to Scandinavia.
Well, I don't know whether they sold out to Scandinavia.
Well, they're not in business anymore. The names have all changed. The names on the terminals and all, everything's changed. No one says a word, and no one in America knows exactly what the story is, why this is happening. You know, the people in government should be saying, wait a minute, we had this many workers on the longshore, and now we're down to a third of that amount. How is that possible? How is that possible? No one says a word. Things have changed.
Baltimore,
what exactly does...
a pretty good job. And, you know, the biggest port in America is Long Beach.
Right.
On the West Coast.
That's the West Coast. How about the East Coast?
Yeah. Baltimore, probably.
Baltimore is very nice, yes. But the Baltimore also. And what else made the shipping of those containers much, much easier 35 years ago? Because the railroads worked together with the shipping companies. They were all American. All that stuff arrived on rail cars, taken to the ships, and shipped around the world. That doesn't happen anymore now. Many of the systems that we have are all cars taking the stuff from the ships and taking it to different states on the railroads or trucks. The whole thing has changed, but no one's questioned it. I questioned it because I see here in the city of Philadelphia, I'm looking along our port of entry where the ships were coming. There used to be ships up and down the Delaware constantly. Today, when tourists and all are looking to see a ship, it's like, wow, there's a ship coming in. That used to be such an unbelievably busy seaport. Why did that change? The rail lines all along Delaware Avenue, people know where I'm talking about, where we had many festivals at Penn's Landing. There's no trains running there anymore. Everything has changed. It's not that it's not needed. It's just the way it's changed. It's come into certain ports, Baltimore, even New York is not as busy as it was at one time. Newport, all the places, New Jersey, New York, it's all changed. I question it. But do our leaders question it? What's happening? Why are all these things changing right in front of us? They're not talking about making plans. They should have hearings at least once a week as to what we can do to help American workers. 3 years ago, they had said they were going to do that, to talk about what can we do to get people on payrolls again. And, you know, right after the pandemic, we got to get back to normal. I haven't heard anybody talking about it. The pandemic is over. It's already over 3 years. It's like it was a great idea during the election. Nothing happened. And by the way, if this is another person, and I spoke about this on another radio program, said to me, do you think that the present president would be elected? I'm going to ask this to Bruce and Mark. If he had said he's going to do this with energy independence in the United States of America, what do you say, Mark?
Yeah, you know, again, I think he just said that Joe Biden had to sit back after what Trump had done and just, you know, ride it out. You know, I believe in electric vehicles in the future, but they'll be phased in. You're not cutting off fossil. You can't cut off fossil fuel. If you're roofing materials, there's so many things that are made from fossil fuels. It doesn't make any sense to not do the pipeline. It's the most efficient way to move the, you know, the raw oils, other than train and semi that produce more pollution than you ever thought of. So just not a lot of wise decisions. There's not enough educated people making the votes. You know, you don't have to go have a beer with Donald Trump, you know, but he was making smart decisions for the economy. It was just a fact. We were rocking and rolling again. But then to shut it off, you can't have these big swings. And to shut off fossil fuel and, you know, the fuel prices alone being at the price they are, we were self-efficient. And that fuel cost or gasoline cost affects everything we touch every day, Mike. And in business for my electric prices, my utilities to go 30 to 52%, that's the average over the last 2-3 years. That should be talked about on TV. That's a fact. How do you charge enough money to cover these increases in expenses, Mike? I mean, that's what I want to be talking about. This is just the real hard facts. But if you're not in business, you don't understand it. If you're not in business today, you don't understand it.
Exactly. You are absolutely right. You know, Mark, if you remember 2.5 years ago, or maybe it was even longer, it was actually in January of 2021, after that agreement for the ending the pipeline and all was signed by the president, I said, was there any discussion of this in advance of this signing? Was there any education of the people as to what that was supposed to accomplish? I don't remember any. I'm still looking forward. Did anyone ever see a television show with a presenter saying, well, this is what we're going to do. This is going to take 2, 3, 4, 5 years to phase in. We're going to promote more electric this. We're going to have this and that. Nothing. I'm still waiting to see that show. In fact, I spoke to someone from the news channel, David Muir's people, and they're still waiting for it too. No one has ever seen this happen. No one's ever seen, because I'd like to see it. I'd like to put it on the front page of our site. Somebody that educated, Mark, this is why you are going to have to pay more money for your bringing in items and shipping items and using your cars and your equipment. Did anyone educate you on that, Mark?
No, you know, and but these reactions, like you said, executive, you know, a lot of people say if you didn't have the executive orders, you won't get anything done, but you can't. You just throw them out there, shoot from the hip, and it affects so many people. It's a ripple effect. You got to make better decisions. They got to team up. They got to unite. Both sides got to make good decisions, you know, review it, meet, and make the best decision for the company at the time or the country at the time.
That's right. You know, and we all learned something from this executive order. First of all, executive orders were mainly in case of an emergency. In other words, executive time of war or disaster or hurricanes or whatever. That's what those executive orders are supposed to be. Not all of a sudden put out an order, we're doing this and this by one person. This, an order like this, that is not an emergency situation, should be discussed and voted on by the House and Senate. The people we sent from our states and our districts in states, the Congress people, to Washington to discuss this, not just to have some person influence the president. Oh, this is what we need. Jim Curry, number one, I'm talking about. John Curry, whatever his name is. He is the one who has been pushing the president to do this. I'm still waiting. I've contacted. Oh, by the way, I did contact his place to ask to his office to see if there was any kind of report he had in advance. And it's all speculation from what we see, from what we see. Hey, you could look in the mirror today and you see one thing. You look in the mirror 2 years from now, you see something else. But you look and you say, oh, I got 2 years older or whatever. There is nothing like that in writing documented, because I would put it up on our site. I'd love to see this. If somebody could convince me that this was a wise decision, I would be happy. And why is it going to hurt us in the future? This is what it's going to do. Everyone sees without question that automation is already hurting our jobs in America. Electronics, it's hurting it, no matter what you say. Foreign imports are hurting our jobs in the United States. But because we have so few people, people are looking more to automation than they ever did in the past. People tell me, I have to get myself a new answering machine. I have to get all this electronic stuff. I can't get anybody to be in the office. So now I have to answer my phone from wherever I am on the road or in my house. All automation. Is that helping or hurting America?
Well, Mike, it's funny you bring that up. I told you I finished a book with Elon Musk, 20-hour-plus book. And when he was building the Teslas, you know, he went all automation, robots, and then he ended up ripping out most of them because he put humans back in their place because they had better feel. They could make a little better decision. And it was just a fact, and that's how he got the 5,000 Teslas a week back in the day. And, you know, that was just recently, this book. So it's proof. You got a mix. You're going to have automation, 3D additive manufacturing, additive manufacturing, then you got subtractive manufacturing. But additive manufacturing to 3D printing makes sense. But you're still going to need the human beings, and people need they need a job. They need to be able to earn money. So it all has to be thought out, Mike. Again, we're at 14,000 products, Fortune 500 privately owned businesses. And I want to say this is the time of year for our listeners and people to go out, buy made in America, buy local. Again, we just opened another holiday store up just to make it easier and more convenient for people to buy American Buffalo-themed items and, you know, different things we make, our artwork. And people appreciate that, Mike. There is a lot of want. We do have a lot of positive things going with the chip, computer chip companies being, you know, brought back and built as we speak. They're coming back, and they have to. You got to be 50-50 fair trade, Mike, like you always said.
And, you know, Mark, if it was 50-50, none of us would be hurting. It's that when you go shopping, and when you did go shopping 3, 4, 5 years ago, you were finding everything that was coming in was shockingly, especially clothing, shoes, everything coming in that you wear is all foreign made. That's not good. Now, I want to just give a promo here to Mark. This Friday and throughout this very special season, I'm asking all of you to go to the Made in America store link, which is located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And click on that. It'll go right to Mark's store, and Mark will ship out those items. And that'll be another reason for you to say, I am giving you this gift, this item for the holidays, because it's made in America. That's how you promote things. You know, there's no people in Washington, they don't like some of the things that we discuss, and that's too bad. The American people are paying attention more than they have before. That's very interesting. That was said to me on a radio show about 2 weeks ago. He said, Bliash, with these campaigns you do, a lot of people are paying attention to more than they have in a long, long time. I said, good. And I hope that everybody joins the campaign. And if a dozen more people open up campaigns, I'll be more than happy to support them as well. But we are the taxpayers in this country, and we're not being catered to. There's nothing to hide. When the people go to Washington and tell me, oh, you know, the caucus leaders are very concerned about mentioning anything. Why? Why are they afraid to do that? There should be nothing to hide when you're administering our tax dollars, our hard-earned tax dollars, the tax dollars paid by the American people. And as they put us in debt, they are also putting the American people, every one of us, is in debt for big money. If you look on the debt clock, you'll understand. So when you're speaking to your family and friends during the holiday, nicely mention to them to look for American Made. Let them know about the Made in America store. This is important. Hey, Mark has done unbelievable work. This is now your 13th year, Mark?
Yes, going on 14.
Going on 14 years, you've been trying to do it. And there are probably many others that are trying very hard to do that. And I was really pleased to hear, I have to tell you this, we have what they call a Christmas village in Center City, Philadelphia. And they interviewed one of the organizers. Every year they have it around City Hall. They got 50 little stores come out and they bring all their items. And one of the gentlemen was interviewed yesterday. He said, yes, come out and do your Thanksgiving time shopping. And remember also that December is National Small Business Month. I didn't tell him to say that, but I know who it is. And he said it's National Small Business Month. And a lot of our store representatives are small businesses. So come and shop here at the Christmas Village at City Hall. It's open every day. Or go to their store and they'll have a card for you when you go there to tell you exactly what it is. So it's a message that's starting to come about. Yes, are a lot of the products at the Christmas Village foreign? Yes. But there's also a lot of stuff that's American. And of course, American businesses are represented. That means the money that they spend is being helped. You're using your dollars to help them keep their employees, keep their stores open. And that's what it's all about. As more and more of these stores start looking for American-made products, they're encouraging the businesses who are small now maybe to get bigger and manufacture more in the United States. You just take a look, Mark. The computerization, the store guy told me that they're having a big sale on televisions for Black Friday. I said, okay, I'm interested. Can you tell me which television is made in America? He said, oh, I'm sorry I mentioned it, because he said, he said, not one television. He said, in fact, when the guys were ordering, I know these people, they said, oh, Blihash, he hears this. Don't mention this to him. He'll attack. He'll attack about all this.
You know, Mike. Yeah, guys, I want to bring up one story. Yesterday on my recording of my other radio show, there's a product called LIFO Products, or LIFO Wood. And your listeners might have heard of it, Mike, you might have. But it's a great product to clean wood furniture, and you could use it on many surfaces. But it's been around for almost 100 years, 1914. It was developed, that a chemist developed it, but out of Buffalo. And the husband had passed away. The wife was keeping it going with her family, and they gave up the business about 2 years ago. Well, I was proud to say this. Clayton Bowman bought the business, got the rights, and he brought this business back to life in Buffalo. And it was such a great story, because we love it. It was a great brand product that everybody waited for, again, called LIFO Wood. But this Clayton Bowman went out, met the lady that owned it, and really saved her, and reborn this company in Buffalo. And the product's back on a shelf as of this week. So, you know, great stuff like that, when you hear great stories about great products, instead of letting them die off, this guy decided to save the company and make other products at the same time in Buffalo. So we need more people thinking like that, Mike.
Exactly. There was somebody told me that there for about 8 years they were buying candles made foreign until they got a candle maker here in the United States to start, you know, doubling up on their production. And now they're promoting more and more American-made candles. And I thought that, you know, it's just each one of these small items has to come back. And as I said, when the president of China was here, you can look at the reports on the internet. China is not having a great season anymore because a lot of the American people are not spending on some of the things during the pandemic. They learned to do without products. And so they say, well, I didn't have it for a couple of years, the heck with it now. And that's what they're doing. People are doing things in a more totally different fashion. What was a must that you walk in with this big gift or whatever, it's not like that anymore. Your friendship, your love, your kindness means everything. And, you know, I ask people very nicely. I try to be gentle as I can. I ask people, and I'm going to ask this to Bruce. Bruce, do you think the members of our House and Senate in Washington have been accountable to the American taxpayer?
Not one bit.
Well, that's right. And I ask people that, and they say, well, what more can they do? I said, well, they can totally put out all of the legislation they're proposing on the internet. I said, it's not like it was 30 years ago when you had to put it in newspapers or mail it around. Today, you put it up on the internet and boom, the information is out there. You can have people respond. They don't want things to change. They want it to stay the way it was in Washington, because then they can do more things behind closed doors. Henry mentioned a statement to me last week, which I remember. He said, be careful of the man behind the curtain. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain. And that's true. It's pay attention to the man who's before the curtain, in front of the curtain, ready to tell you what the hell is going on. This doesn't happen enough. These politicians do nothing. Bruce, you've been here in this country for quite a while. I mean, are there things that you would like to see them reporting more to you so you have an education as to what's going on?
Well, absolutely. I think the whole place is dysfunctional now in Washington and has been for a while. And I don't know what it takes to get it out of there, but
well, Bruce, I want to give you
the American people.
I made this statement and somebody was kind of disappointed that I mentioned it at a little gathering where they were having a little fundraiser for a political event. And they said to me, well, this is my 28th year seeking, you know, I've been in 28 years. And I didn't say anything because about a half hour before that, I said, what I feel should happen in America, there should be a 10-year term limit on all elected officials. And then shortly after that, person says, well, I've been in 28 years and I'm seeking re-election. I thought to myself, did you hear, guys, that a lot of the people in the House are not going to run again for re-election?
Yeah.
Because they said that they're not qualified. Many of them said, well, they've been in there for 30 years. Some of them less. Some of them said they're no longer qualified to be there because electronics has taken over everything. They can't keep track of what's going on. You have to be very knowledgeable these days. You have to be able to respond. Some news reporter can't walk up to you and say, well, what do you think about this? And you say, oh, I don't know. I didn't read on it. You know, all that sort of stuff. A lot of them just want to get out of Dodge because it's turned into a different world. Now, if they want to get out of Dodge because it has turned into a different world, they should be reporting to us. An election is coming up in the spring. All these people that are running for re-election or election should be speaking to the American people like never before. I encourage all radio broadcasters, all radio stations, to welcome their local people that are seeking to be elected to come on their stations and talk to the people. Let the people know what's on their mind, not just all of a sudden a month before the election come out and everybody's clapping and cheering and all. No, it should be, tell us in writing, put it on your internet site, email us if we send our email to you. What exactly do you stand for so we know what is going to happen under your leadership? I think term limits would be very, very good. And they should not be getting these big pensions for being in there so many years. And the longer you're in, the more you get and this and that and all the power that comes with it. No. If you are a person running for an office, you should have ideas, share your ideas, work for them to come about, and then thank you for electing me for the past 10 years. Thank you, and I'll see you around. I hope the next guy does as good a job as I do, or the next gal. That doesn't happen. They want to be in power till, you know, the end of time. And I think really, Bruce, what do you think about term limits?
Oh, I think there should be term limits. You know, I don't know how long. 2 terms max, probably.
Yes. In fact, if you're running a business and you feel that you can add something and you want to go to sea and be part of this entire system, maybe you can do it. The people in Washington were never meant to be full-time jobs. Those people were not supposed to be full-timers. They were supposed to be coming in to look at the legislation, be presented the legislation, then vote on what they thought was best. Not to make this a full-time job and bring in dozens of employees and everything else. It's time we start talking common sense issues. I hope that all of you got some ideas with our conversations. I want to say a special thank you to Bruce Bassett Powell. We missed Larkin Conley today. Give him our best. He'll be back very soon. And of course, Mark Andel, I want to tell you, please do check out Mark Andel's store, the Made in America store. Whenever you can, go up there, look what he has, order some products, and it'll be shipped right to your door. This is what it's all about. And if you know local businesses are promoting American Made, or American Made Month, or anything else, or if you want them to promote December as National Small Business Month, we have promos right on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, or they can go direct to NationalSmallBusinessMonth.com. Until this Saturday at 11, or next Wednesday at 11, happy Thanksgiving in behalf of Larkin Conley, Mark Andel, Bruce Bassett Powell, Henry Chaplinsky, and all of us in the Blihash family. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.